Hey, Barnes.
How's it going?
Well, got my desk cleaned up. A lot of stuff piles up in 7.5 years.
A lot of memories, too.
Yeah.
What do we got here?
It's Wallace Lowell, Barn. He's a crew foreman, Consolidated Edison.
Lowell, I'm Captain Miller.
What's this world coming to?
What happened?
Someone stole one of Mr. Lowell's manhole covers.
Huh? Yeah, when I got to work this morning, it was gone. And that ain't the first.
Yes, this makes the 15th manhole cover stolen in the last 2 weeks.
Right, got it. Barn, alarm went off, drug company in Houston.
Oh? You and Wojo.
But I wanted to work on the manhole covers with Ronnie. All right, I'll put a lid on it. Last day, I want to use them up.
Get your Aqua Velva.
I was going to leave it for the next guy.
How thoughtful. Anyway, Barn, I've been thinking about this manhole cover case.
Yeah?
Yeah, the possible motives are rather intriguing. I mean, it could just be some disgruntled city employee who either got fired or laid off.
Yeah, it's possible.
It also occurred to me that it might be some guy with a psychosexual hang-up. You know, a fixation on round objects with heavy metal overtones.
That would be interesting.
Oh, God, I hope so.
Thousands of people.
Well, talk fast. We gotta be out of here by 6.
Mark,
what do we got?
This is Carl Ebling. We picked him up in one of the research labs over at Willard Pharmaceuticals. Trying to make off with this. He says it's a box of cultures.
Hey, they're mine. I grew them myself. There's 2 years of work in there. See, we keep them in dry ice so they won't die.
See, he says that he's close to developing a drug that will cure this disease.
Myoclonus. It's a neurological muscular disorder. You familiar with it?
No.
Oh, of course not. Only 50,000 people have it. But that's not big enough for Willard Pharmaceutical. Not a big enough market for them.
Mr. Ebling...
They're only after the big bucks. Diet pills, tranquilizers. If I came up with a pill for herpes, they'd kiss me for it.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to hold you.
Have a seat, Mr. Ebling.
Yeah, don't you people care?
We're not unsympathetic, Mr. Ebling, but you caught us at a bad time.
All right. Tall, fat, young and handsome, a boy from the name of back,
look at the honeymoon. We didn't expect to see you back so soon.
Well, I wasn't about to miss the last gasp of the old one, too.
Yep, Barn. It's, downtown.
I'll take it in my office.
Yeah, sure.
He'll be right with you.
So, Inspector, how were the Poconos?
Poconos? Oh, no, we didn't go, huh?
Oh?
Nah. Now, Polito wanted to go someplace, more like home, you know? So I took her to Haiti.
Club Med? Excuse me.
That was dispatch. Some jerks trying to make off with a manhole cover over on Liberty.
Oh, come on. Let's go, Levitt.
What's the rush?
I said move.
Levine.
Where's Harrison Levitt?
pilot went out on the manhole cover caper. So what do you got?
I got our transfer orders.
Okay, where are we going?
Dietrich 34th Precinct, Washington Heights. Harris 107th Precinct, Flushing Meadows. Wojciechowicz Roosevelt Island, Canine Corps. Levitt 73rd Precinct, Brooklyn.
So much for carpooling.
Excuse me, this the detective squad room?
Yeah. Come on, you're on the clock.
I'm Captain Miller. Can I help you?
Yes, I'm Warren Gimble, Willard Pharmaceutical. I'm here in regard to our former Mr. Evling.
Well, they sent you, huh, Warren?
Just couldn't leave well enough alone, could you, Carl?
There are 50,000 people that aren't well enough to be left alone.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I just don't understand.
Want to have a seat, Mr. Gimble? Sergeant Wojciechowicz will give you a complaint to sign, and Mr. Ebling will be remanded for trial.
Trial?
Yeah, my trial, where I let the whole world know that Willard Pharmaceutical doesn't give a damn.
We do give a damn. That's why we may consider not pressing charges.
You're not getting off that easy. If you want me to keep quiet, I want some cooperation on this thing, Warren.
I told you, Carl, it's just too big a gamble.
But if someone doesn't take the gamble, Gimble, more people are going to get this stuff.
That's true.
Sure. Why, by the time you get it past the FDA and out on the market, we could have an epidemic.
Hey. It could be. Yeah, I mean, with a little luck, and illegal immigration being what it is, we'd probably at least break even. Maybe even make a few dollars.
Let's keep a good thought.
Gotta see you back at the lab and bring those cultures.
Oh, Joe, you want to turn Mr. Ebling loose?
Get out of my way! I've got momentum!
All right, come on, Jackson. Just keep moving.
Hey, no big deal.
Yeah, I know that.
What's going on?
Barn, this is Melvin Jackson. We caught up with him about four blocks from the intersection, carrying that thing in a shopping cart. He already admitted to stealing the other 15.
Why?
He sells them to junk dealers.
Yeah, they give me $12 a piece for them.
Really?
Hey, but this guy keeps on asking me questions like it's got something to do with my sex life. I mean, what can you get for $12?
Hey, take a seat. Right over there.
Ain't no big thing.
Yeah, right. Come on.
Harris? My new assignments came down.
Oh. Really?
You're going to the 107th Precinct. Flushing Meadows.
Oh, come on. Really?
Report to Captain Russo.
I quit.
Harris.
Barney, look, I do not need this. I mean, I do not need these yahoos with their manhole covers, and I certainly do not need queens. I mean, I am an attractive and talented individual. And if that's what they're going to do, then now's the time for me to dump this job and do what I was meant to do. Right.
That's the way you feel?
That's the way I feel.
Then that's what I think you should do.
My culture is dying.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, we're supposed to be out by 6. I got a few things to drop off. I should be home by 6:30. All right. I'll see you then. Bye.
All right, you better come out here.
So happy to see you.
Oh, there he is! Surprise, hello, Captain!
Hey, buddy!
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
And goodbye, Captain.
Marty. Mr. Driscoll.
Captain.
Bruno.
Miller.
Mrs. Binder.
Ray.
Good to see you, Ray. Mr. Ballinger.
Miller.
Oh, Mr. Roth.
Captain?
Yeah.
Does he look surprised? Yes, sir, he bought.
Mr. Duncan.
Hi. I'm out on bail.
What is going on here?
What do you think is going on, Miller, huh? We're here to say thanks for deserting us.
Take it easy, Bruno.
Hey!
Captain, we just wanted to stop by and say thanks to all of you for what you've done. It's not just for Marty and myself.
Excuse me.
But for the whole neighborhood.
You guys are the best.
Amen.
Hey, Butcher. Show them what we brought.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just give me a sec.
Hey, I'm really going to miss you guys. So,
isn't that gorgeous?
Oh, I have this thing laying around my store.
Bowling?
Yeah.
Read the inscription, Bruno.
You're telling me what to do?
I'm just suggesting.
I'll read it.
To the men of the 12th Precinct, Captain Barney Miller, Sergeant Raul Harris, Sergeant Arthur Dietrich, Sergeant Stanley Wojciechowicz. We ran out of room.
So what?
Listen, I think it's great. I really think it's great. Thank you all very much.
Having a little bon voyage party?
Aha! And you wore your party hat.
Well, what brings you down, Lieutenant?
Yeah, I know it's your last day. I just thought I'd drop by and say hello. And share a few memories with you guys. Bowling?
Why not?
What can I do for you, Scanlon?
Hey, well, I'm not exactly a stranger around here, you know? I mean, always dropping in, snooping around, trying to get you guys on improper conduct, insubordination, moral turpitude, graft, corruption. Hey, we had a lot of good times together, huh?
I'm really going to miss him, Scanlon.
Yeah, sure. Hey, don't let me intrude.
Certainly not.
Well, anyway, I guess I'll just head back downtown.
Nice of you to drop in.
Oh, and before I forget to mention it, my heartiest congratulations on making deputy inspector.
What? You didn't know?
Oh, I did.
Hey, Mark.
Congratulations.
Inspector, you all right?
Oh, yeah. You're fine, Marty, fine. Just got a little misty-eyed, you know. Reliving some of them golden moments years gone by. Well, Barney, seems just like yesterday. I was sitting here, me and Forster, Kleiner, old Brownie. Oh, God, Barney. I don't want to be married. I can't keep up.
Mail call.
She came in the mail.
This is Mrs. Luger.
Hello, sweetheart. Nice to see you.
Thank you. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, quite all right, quite all right.
Are you just about ready to go, Frank?
Again, in a minute, sweetheart. Yeah, for the living room. Bonnie, here's your official orders for your man, and that's for you, Levine.
The last time, Inspector Luger, it's Levitt. Officer Carl E. Levitt.
Correction. Sergeant Carl E. Levitt.
Pardon me?
To report to Captain Murtaugh, Detective Squad, 73rd Precinct.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Hello. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Man, I guess there's not much left to say except, gentlemen, I salute you.
Goodbye, Captain Miller. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Please come to see us sometime.
Yes. Yeah, please come and see us.
Well, gentlemen, according to my calculations, the 12th Precinct has ceased to exist.
I can take a hint.
No, I got some things to clean up.
Oh, okay.
Well, look, everybody take care of yourselves, huh?
We'll see you guys.
Should we try that again?
Look, there's really nothing left to say.
Well, how do you know? I mean, you know, you're always deciding stuff for us. I mean, maybe I got something to say. Okay?
Say it.
Well, let me think a minute.
While we're just thinking, I'd just like to say that, I mean, come on, cops get transferred all the time. I mean, it's no big deal. But I think it's been different with us. Something really special happened here.
Okay, I'm ready. We're not getting split up. I mean, we're going to different places, and we may not see each other again. But I think each of us got something special from each other. And we're going to nurture it and carry it with us for the rest of our lives.
God, he is so much improved.
My ears.
Goodbye, sir.
Come on, little sergeant.
Hey, Puerto Rican, man. I didn't know you Puerto Rican.
Because you're so embarrassing. You know what I feel like when I hear somebody screaming, help, police, murder, call the cops, somebody's getting killed. And I find a Puerto Rican beating the hell out of some whitey. I gotta pull out my piece and say, hold on, their hands in the air, police officer, thank you. Because I'm so embarrassed.
Yes, Bernice, I realize this is the first time since we're married we've slept apart. The change will do us both good.
You didn't rob that theater, did you?
Yes, I did. I give you my word.
How much did you get?
$268.
Wrong!
$312.
No, you are!
Wentworth!
You're a...
use that water?
It's rainwater. The best kind there is. Some people wash their hair in it.
This just comes through the ceiling, that moldy, termite-infested ceiling.
That filters out the impurities.
Rest can make you happier, healthier, and sexier. So don't watch Fandemonium Weekend Marathons non-stop for 48 straight hours. Take occasional viewing breaks, close your eyes, recharge those batteries. Then tune in for more TV Land Fandemonium. Weekend TV satisfaction guaranteed.